In the aftermath of Katrina, the city of New Orleans was in ruins. 120 of the city's 200,000 homes were destroyed. 80% of the city was flooded.
It wasn't the hurricane that destroyed the city, it was the collapse of its levees.
John Biguenet, who writes books and plays about the hurricane and its aftermath, blames the disaster on problems with the flood protection system.
You could see the flood line, and it was clear that the water hadn't come over the top of the levees, instead that they had collapsed from the bottom. The reason they collapsed from the bottom is that not enough steel was used.
$14 billion has now been spent to rebuild the flood protection system. Billions of dollars more have been spent on redeveloping other parts of the city. But photographer Frank Relay, who's been documenting the city's recovery, says the results so far have been mixed.
You have a new library that's being built right here, but at the same time, you have individuals that are struggling to rebuild. You know, this house was knocked off its foundation by Katrina. Still got photographs on the floor. I mean, this is someone's birth certificate.
Right after the disaster, many young professionals moved to New Orleans to help rebuild. Many decided to stay, including Milo Dingin.
This is an interesting time to be in New Orleans. Like, a lot of different urban work is going on, a lot of different policy work is going on, and you've kind of passed that point of recovery, and, you know, they call it resiliency now, and doing a lot more long-term strategic planning.
John Biguenet says New Orleans now has less poverty than before, but that's because many poor people simply could not afford to return.
The city is a bit richer, a bit younger, and a bit whiter than it was before the flood. The city is in flux right now, and because of that, many people carry the scars of what they've been through in the last 6 years.
An avenue from Earhart going back, I've seen the house.
Frank Relly says that's now the story of the city.
As a documentary photographer, it's sometimes strange that you need a disaster to have a voice heard. But really, for me, the reason why I wanted to do the work that I wanted to do was to talk about difficult things, but also to give people hope and awareness.
I think, like everyone who's writing about this, or photographing it, or painting it, or writing songs about it, it's changed who we are. I certainly have a different understanding of loss than I did before. I think the other thing that's happened to us is that that there's a greater sense of compassion in those who've survived.
Hurricane Katrina changed New Orleans forever. It erased large parts of the city, and those that have been rebuilt still have a long way to go. But a new city is starting to emerge.
I think this was the place where my wife and I thought we could make the most difference in the world. So.
A city whose new and returning residents have a similar vision for its future. Tala Hadabi, VOA News, New Orleans, Louisiana.
Before, or did they raise it afterwards?
They raised it.